Texte numéro 133. Would you give up planes for these trains? Europe pushes travel that's climate friendly. For nearly two decades, cheap short flights defined European travel. With the rise of budget airlines, people with limited discretionary funds could consider trips that were previously out of reach, and people took advantage of that access, exploring other countries and cultures, embracing the European Union ideal of free movement across borders. But all those flights amounted to a big carbon footprint. While cheap for travellers, they incurred a hefty environmental cost, undermining Europe's pledges to cut harmful emissions and become carbon neutral. Now, climate-conscious European governments and groups are going to varying lengths to break people of their flight habits. Some are building on the flight shame movement, popularised by Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg. Germany and Spain have been experimenting with ways to make train travel more appealing, offering tickets at a nominal price. Meanwhile, the Netherlands and Austria are trying to limit people's options by limiting flights. In France, the state-owned SNCF railway company had a record summer, tallying 10% more high-speed train passengers than in 2019. That had a lot to do with rising gas prices and post-pandemic revenge travel, said the person in charge of SNCF's high and medium speed connections. But another factor may have been at play too. As part of an effort to reduce carbon emissions by 40% by 2030 compared with 1990 levels, the French government wants to ban short-haul domestic flights. A pending regulation is controversial, and its legality is being reviewed by the European Union. But the government has essentially made it happen anyway by conditioning Air France's pandemic bailout on an agreement that the flag carrier would stop serving routes that can be reached in less than 2.5 hours by train. We set out to discover how well those efforts are working, whether they are successfully getting people to skip carbon-heavy flights in favour of more environmentally friendly trains. We embarked on a multi-leg train trip that began in Sweden and took us through Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands and Belgium before ending in France. Along the journey, we found that the government efforts have contributed to something of a rail renaissance. Trains at the end of summer in Europe were packed. Flights are also nearly back to their pre-pandemic levels, however. And for those who do opt for the train, European rail services may not be up to their expectations. Our trip involved multiple delays, complicated connections, long bathroom lines, stolen luggage, and at one point, a rail strike that forced us off the train and onto a bus. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2022.